In this bulletin, one of the worst typhoons to hit Japan in recent history kills dozens of people. The United States poised to evacuate about 1,000 troops from northern Syria. And in cricket, India crushes South Africa by an innings and 137 runs in the World Test Championship. With the latest SBS News, I'm Amy Hall. Thirty-three people have been killed by Typhoon Hagibis, one of the worst disasters to hit Japan in recent history. There are 19 people missing and an estimated 170 injured after Hagibis hit central and eastern Japan on Saturday evening. About 166,000 homes are without power and 80,000 residents spent the night at emergency shelters in Tokyo. The government says the typhoon caused a total of 56 landslides in 15 prefectures and 21 rivers broke their banks. The United States will remove 1,000 troops from northern Syria after President Donald Trump withdrew troops who were supporting Kurdish forces fighting IS. U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says President Trump is directing a deliberate withdrawal of forces after learning Turkey is likely to extend the attack further than anticipated. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says the country's led forces have taken control of a Syrian border town, but will advance further against Kurdish militia alongside Syrian rebel allies. Former US Defense Secretary James Mattis says the situation is in disarray and can only be turned around if there is trust on both sides.
Obviously, the Kurds are adapting to the Turkish attacks, and we'll have to see if they're able to maintain the fight against ISIS. It's going to have an impact. The question is how much.
A new report says the federal government's so-called congestion-busting infrastructure investments are actually making the problem worse. The Grattan Institute report shows all the investment does is provide more roads and more public transport, which leads to further congestion. The Institute's Transport and Cities Director, Marion Terrell, is calling for Australian cities to follow London, Singapore, Stockholm and Milan and introduce congestion charges. She says charging people who enter the CBDs of Australia's largest cities in the morning peak and leaving in the afternoon rush hour could have a substantial impact on congestion. A new report reveals that only half of all students believe they are ready for the workforce after finishing their schooling, and many experience extreme exam stress. Mental health organisation Reach Out found the changing nature of the workforce is having a negative effect on young people's well-being. A quarter of students interviewed said they felt so stressed by exams, they sought guidance from a counsellor, GP or a medical professional. Almost one in five students interviewed say they don't feel confident they will find work after leaving school, while more than 40% felt the training and support wasn't adequate to find work. Reach Out's Ashley De Silva says the stress is a result of intense pressure for students to do well in exams and find stable employment.
Underemployment is going to continue to be an issue for young people. And underemployment is a concern because it's linked to mental health outcomes like anxiety, depression, and low self-esteem, for instance.
And if you or someone you know needs support, you can contact Lifeline on 13 11 14. Labor Senator Penny Wong says Australia's relationship with China is becoming tough to manage under the current leadership regime. Ms. Wong is expected to tell the Australian Institute of International Affairs conference she wants Chinese relations handled in a bipartisan way. Senator Wong is likely to express concern about the federal government's approach and China being more assertive under President Xi Jinping. The opposition's foreign affairs spokeswoman says differences between values will affect interactions between Australia and China. In cricket, top-ranked India has maintained its formidable home record, defeating South Africa by an innings and 137 runs in the second test in Pune to clinch the three-match series. South Africa was dismissed for 189 in its second innings in just over two sessions, as the hosts took an unassailable 2-0 lead in the series. It was the fourth straight win in as many tests in the World Championship for Virat Kohli's men, who also won 2-0 in the West Indies. And now a look at today's weather. Perth, a morning shower or two, 21. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 20. Melbourne, a shower or two, 23. Hobart, late showers, 23. Canberra, partly cloudy, 23. Wollongong, much the same, 22. Sydney, similar conditions, 23. Newcastle, cloudy, 25. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 26. Cairns, mostly sunny, 31. And Darwin, much the same, 34. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.